KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a chilly March morning in Anchorage, a teacher steps outside and walks to her car to drive to school. But when she reaches her driveway, she stops in her tracks. Her white car had gotten dirty over the winter, caked brown with grime and road spray. But this morning there are dozens of smudgy, palm-sized clean patches all along the driver's side of the car. What happened? She looks close and realizes these cleaned off smears are tongue marks. She's heard about this. A moose has licked her car.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration's now scoring a win in his court fight to keep imposing tariffs if the president wants. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal District has granted President Trump's request to block last night's ruling by the Court of International Trade. That New York-based court had struck down most Trump tariffs. Meanwhile, a federal judge has decided to block the administration from revoking Harvard University's ability to enroll international students until the lawsuit is settled in court. From member station WBUR in Boston, Carrie Young reports the order extends the terms of a restraining order issued last week.
The hearing took place in a packed courtroom. Federal attorneys argued against keeping the block in place. They said the issue Harvard is suing over is moot because the Department of Homeland Security has now given the school 30 days to contest the revocation. Judge Allison Burroughs disagreed. She said she would feel more comfortable if an order was in place because it would give Harvard's international students a greater sense of certainty over their status. At issue in the case, the administration is trying to pull Harvard out of a federal program that allows colleges to sponsor student visas. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Young in Boston.
The U.S. is offering a new proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff said the U.S. is presenting a new proposal. An Israeli source briefed on it but not authorized to speak publicly tells NPR the U.S. is suggesting a 60-day ceasefire with the release of 10 living Israeli hostages and 18 bodies of those who died or were killed in captivity. Israel did not immediately comment on the proposal. Hamas says it received Witkoff's proposal and is studying it. Hamas has said it's willing to release 10 hostages, but wants international mediators to guarantee there would be talks on ending the war. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Central Texas in the middle of storms that cut electricity to thousands. One person's missing. KUT's Maya Fawaz reports on the recovery from the storm that brought rain, hail, and Cat 1 level winds to the Austin area last night.
Room Service Vintage in Austin is the kind of shop where couches, shelves, lamps, records, knickknacks, and clothes cover every square inch of the place. After the storm, employees were taking it all out to the sidewalk. They step over squishy rugs and sweep water out the front door. Kristen Cornell is the store manager. She says the storm was over as soon as it started.
And then the sun was out, and we were like, our store is completely flooded, and it looks beautiful outside, and the sun is out. Like, what just happened? Was that even real?
Tens of thousands of people were without power after the storm, and many are still assessing the damage to homes and businesses. For NPR News, I'm Maya Fawaz in Austin, Texas.
It's NPR. Jurors in Sean Combs' criminal trial in New York heard today from the hip-hop mogul's former personal assistant. In graphic testimony, the witness, publicly identified only as Mia, described being sexually assaulted, berated for mistakes, and deprived of sleep in a climate where, she alleges, Combs' employees were always on edge because of his mood swings. Combs denies the allegations in his sex trafficking and racketeering New York case. The Supreme Court's allowing an oil railroad expansion in Utah. Environmental groups in Colorado County argued regulators must consider a wide range of potential effects when it comes to new development. The U.S. Supreme Court did not concur. A team of researchers believes the tiny microbes in our homes may hold the keys to solving some of our biggest problems. NPR's Ari Daniel has more.
Microbes are little alchemists that perform all manner of chemical reactions. Microbiologist Braden Tierney wondered whether he could harness those abilities somehow. So he co-founded the Two Frontiers Project to do just that.
We travel to sites all around the world where there is microbial life, we think, living that's going to be useful for things like carbon capture or helping corals or improving agriculture.
Now the team is turning their sights to the microbes in your shower heads, drip pans, hot water heaters, a set of extreme environments that may have pressured microorganisms into surviving in ways we could take advantage of. Tierney's team is reaching out to homeowners nationwide to contribute their snots and goos. Ari Daniel, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from UKG, delivering HR, pay, time, and culture products and services, dedicated to helping clients build a great workplace for their people. UKG.com/great. UKG, our purpose is people.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, sunny with highs near 45. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear with lows near 36. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Friday, partly sunny with highs near 44. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There's a high tide at 3:48 a.m. at 8 foot 3 inches. A low at 11:08 a.m. a minus tide of 2 foot 5 inches. A high at 5:59 p.m. at 5 foot 9 inches. And a low tonight at 10:45 at 3 feet. Your sun rose at 6:11 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:08, giving us 16 hours and 58 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Yeah, Shop Lizards of the World Unite. That's a piece by Smiths, and that's coming right up. After that, Madonna with Pray for Spanish Eyes, and then Phil Collins with Take a Look at Me Now. That's Against All Odds.
Learn to love me, assemble the way. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness. Is a list of crime. My only weakness is, well, never mind, never mind. Chocolaters of the world, unite and take over. Chocolaters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over. Learn to love me in the symbol. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a listed crime. But last night the plans for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
Great. just let you walk away. Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter and the pain, and even shared the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space, and there's nothing left.
Up next, we have David Bowie with Fashion. And then a little A Minute Work with Settled Down My Way. After that, Working Day and Night by Michael Jackson.
We'll be right back. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Working day and night. Ooh, my
Yeah, Cold Blues next with us with Face to Face. And then Was Not Was with Carry Me Back to Old Morocco. And then we'll have John Fogerty with Center Field.
Doesn't know, and she can't face him and say I love you. She's acting so detached, such unexpected cool.
Oh, miles of white hair from the surface of the moon. You said you'd come back soon, but it's too late. It's too late.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
You're listening to KSDP. KSDP radio broadcasts at 8:30 a.m. from Sandpoint, Alaska on translator K201DA at 88.1 FM from King Cove, Alaska and streams online at apradio.org.
Well,
Next, a little Soft Cell with The Bedsitter, and then the Pogues, the Great Pogues with Fiesta, Adamant after that. Desperate but not serious.
Thank you. Thank you. I ask you difficult questions? If I make improper suggestions, would you find that a risk to your health? And would you put me upon the bookshelf with the books?
Back of your neck.